I'm a graduate of Laurentian University in psychology. This first time I'm officially reporting this to anyone. I wrote it down here in a better effort not to miss anything and not to go back and add things later, to get it all down at once. Huh? Okay, so as best I can date it by using other experiences as a reference, I placed the date somewhere between 1971 and 1976, with it being most likely 1974 or before. Because I don't know really what to call it, I'll refer to it as the object as a ship. Okay, as I remember, it was a fairly warm month, so I placed the month between May and September. It was around supper time, and Denise Sauvé, Robin Rubeck, and I were playing basketball in the Spruce Street Lane, which is the part that's now called Apple Grove. When we first noticed the object, it was moving up the laneway, slowly about 25 to 35 feet up. I remember thinking that it was so close I could hit the object with a rock. It was moving slowly up the lane, and it was spinning slowly clockwise. And I remember it wasn't making any sound. There's a figure of it I drew, you can check out it later. The shape was not a smooth circle, as on the sides it was flat. And it had what I thought to be mirror-like plates all over it, but it might have been more similar to stainless steel. It was kind of an aluminum color. Okay, I'd be guessing at the diameter, but I have to say approximately around 10 to 15 feet, probably closer to 10, and I can't remember what the bottom looked like. Okay, we followed up the laneway, and we were, you know, looking at it, trying to figure out what it was, and we gave up when it went over the hill before Queen's Field. I think I remember yelling for someone to come and see, but no one was around, strangely. And the next thing I remember about it was that night I woke up when we were standing at the hill at Queen's Field adjacent to the tennis court. And both Robin Rubeck and I were in pajamas. I remember both of us asking each other, what are we doing here, not knowing. Down below us, the ship was landed and it was open. And the last thing I remember was walking towards the vehicle with the hatch open, and that it was white inside, and then there was what appeared to be people dressed in white. Anyway, that's all I remember. Walking towards the ship, then the memory's gone. The next day, we were playing at Queen's Field, and it was Robin and I again, I think. We spotted a circular burn mark where we had seen the ship the night before. I remember thinking that I should get an empty pill bottle or something and gather some of the soil, but I did not think that it would be gone very soon and that you could do it another day or whatever. Excuse me. And, the next day, or soon after, the field was torn up, and I think the audience stand was moved from one side to another or something like that. I saw the ship once again that I remember. I cannot figure out how much later it was, but it was wintertime. I was at home from school, and I looked at the back window, and I could see it moving slowly in the foreground. It was farther away, but again, I could make out the shape clearly and see the individual plates as it was turning slowly. I went to ask my friend Robin about the experience years later, but he said he could vaguely remember something, but not exactly what it was. I once called into a local talk show anonymously, and when some UFO expert was visiting, but I've never told anyone outside of close friends because it sounds bizarre. One final point that used to make me particularly uncomfortable was the implication of some sort of a mental control or something, because what was everyone else in their houses when this happened, and how come Robin and I went to Queen's Field in our pajamas in the middle of the night and did not know why? This aspect of the experience has always made me uncomfortable because of the response I'd probably get when I did tell one of my friends, and now I am telling the story to try to find others who remember something similar or find some kind of official proof.